What's that?
Ooh, new tool. New toy. I'm not a percussionist. Oh, I'm just saying right now.
I can't find any bells. I don't know where they are.
I meant to bring my kazoo.
Do you have a triangle? I thought you got a triangle somewhere.
No. Oh, you can do this.
Yeah, you can. You can be on the bell.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Make it more festive.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Beauty.
That was nice. Yeah. God, that was festive.
It's like the Partridge Family.
What a party this is. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got everybody here, almost. We've got Josh Fligger.
Hi.
We've got Larry Morgan.
Hi-yo.
With that great hat.
Yeah.
He's got a blinking.
Blinky. It's distracting, really.
Is it going to be annoying?
It's going to give me a seizure.
All right.
Leave it on.
Are you sure? We would like to witness the seizure. The seizure on audio is going to be awesome.
And Aaron Au, our administrator of all things ancillary and social. Yes. Yeah. And I want to start off by saying thank you, Aaron. You just got back from lean forward here just a little bit. Yeah. You just got back from a vacation in Hawaii. What part of Hawaii?
In Oahu. I went to Honolulu to see my family.
Oahu's lovely.
Nice.
I love Oahu. And he brought me back this Eastern European. What? European, this Kazakhstani coffee from Hawaii. I'm standing.
Is this some sort of smuggling situation?
I can see Kona from here, and I'm bringing you.
I got you some Folgers.
Tell me what this is.
When I went to the Ukraine, I brought back some coffee for you.
Wow, this is awesome.
It again.
It's called a wine blend, and look at the label of it.
Yeah.
It says like 70. It's all written in
70%.
Arabica.
Yeah.
That'll be Arabica.
Oh, okay.
And then 30% Lycra spandex, I think.
Oh, pub. that's probably it.
This is great. I can't wait to try this. This is fantastic. Thank you for that.
Maybe I can have some sometime.
Well, you know what?
Would you like to maybe make me a cup one time?
I'm glad that you brought that up, Josh, because... and we're going to get back to some of Aaron's other offerings, but this is home-roasted coffee, roasted just this morning.
Right?
Because I put things off. Aaron saw me putting.
Did you wake up and go, oh shit?
Yeah. Aaron saw me putting shit away as he was coming up.
Is it, so it's still warm?
It's chilled since, yeah. But this will be better in a day or two.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do?
It is today.
I'm going to wait for Christmas morning and share it.
Oh my God.
So it'll be like I'm having the Chanleys over
this
for
is
Christmas.
This is Colombia Nariño Este Usta Microlot.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Wow.
That's pretty, a mouthful.
I like coffee.
Larry,
too.
Here's one for you.
Yay!
I got one for you as well.
Oh, it smells good.
And a pound of coffee deserves a return gift of coffee. There Aaron, that's
Thank
for you.
So
that's
Mahalo.
Fantastic.
Oh, so there man. You go.
Awesome. Well, I got a little something, but it's not from me.
What?
It's from my mother.
Aww.
So my old man has been making this snack for over 35 years, and every year he tweaks it just a little bit.
What's his name again?
John.
John, and your
John
mother's
Milton
name?
John Milton Fligger. He's John got Milton a tattoo Fligger. That says Milt on
and
his
your
arm.
And your mother's name
is
again?
Nancy Fligger.
Nancy and John.
And so he makes this every year, and he adds stuff some years. Some years he takes stuff away sometimes. And this is literally probably 35 years in the making. And my mother sends us a giant batch out every year, and she said... She sent me a text and said, it's on the way. Make sure you give some to Andy. And I said, absolutely
She's
not.
The best.
I said, just put it all in one bag and I'll make sure he gets some from that bag. And she said, no, I'll make him his own bag.
She's smart.
So and we can share it with them. This is, and now mind you, this is like prison cigarettes in our house. It's like currency. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, God!
What'd you do?
First time that's happened.
And I'm going to say might have been the best part of the show. So
it might have been. Do this again.
Oh, it just feels so rehearsed.
We lost recording. We lost recording, and I didn't realize it until I looked over my shoulder, and we've missed so much.
Everybody give their gifts back.
Man, it's going to lose the magic. Hold on, we missed the beer opening.
Let me pour the rest of the beer.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm dying to sip some of this.
Okay, so
sitting here cold and frothy.
We did basically most of the gift exchange and the recording stuff.
Yeah, including the delightful snack you brought.
Yes, and Andy, you want to introduce the beer real quick again?
The one I'm drinking?
Yes.
Yeah. Lanikai Moku Imperial IPA.
Yeah, Hawaii's beautiful. Let's drink the fucking beer. That was a great joke.
Yeah.
A great moment.
And then I said the beer and cough drops, and everybody laughed. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, we were laughing at that. Mm-hmm. We talked about the Obamas going to Lanikai Beach and how beautiful it is in Oahu.
But where it stopped off was I was about to
We should say that's mighty tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How could... Aaron, that be the you. Last thing? Oh, is that the last thing? Are you going to go back and do your beer?
Well, let him talk about the Chex Mix.
Okay, Chex Mix.
Well, now I feel thing to climb out here. My parents don't eat Chex Mix.
Yeah, let's pass it around. It's really good. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm all so right. bitter about it.
My dad makes Chex Mix for like 35 years, and he adds stuff and takes it away every year, and this is the culmination of 35 years of Chex Mix.
Nancy, John, sorry that this dropped out because it was the best part of this podcast.
We said Milt won Christmas.
Milt won Christmas. You know why? Because he put these little fucking sesame sticks in here.
Don't pick through there just to get the sesame
God,
sticks.
It's so good. This there are two kinds of Cheez-Its. They got all kinds of Chex Mix, peanuts.
Cubed meat. That was another joke I made you missed.
Yeah. I'm still laughing.
Oh, no, we saw
okay,
it.
Was, okay,
we
good.
Got it.
The waffle pretzels and...
No, I mean, it wasn't recorded. I believe you got it. It's not that complicated a joke, Josh.
Look at this.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Macadamias and almonds?
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Here's the best
well
part.
Well done.
So they send me like 2 big gallon bags of it, right?
And all I got is this little...
you know what? I said to my wife, I go, why don't you go make Andy a bag, because my mom wants him to have some. She's like, why don't you get off your fat ass and make it? And I'm just like, here's the deal. If I make a bag, he's going to get the tiniest sandwich bag that's going to be from the bottom of the barrel and just going to be like
crumbs,
Chex Mix dust. So I'm like, why don't you go do it? Because I know I'll be a stingy jerk.
So I have Cindy to thank.
Yeah,
exactly. For getting, right. Thank you, Cindy.
And Nancy and John.
And Nancy and John.
And then I brought seasonal
thanks,
beers.
Yeah.
I brought seasonal
and
beers.
You want to choose number three?
Yeah. Okay. So Aaron chose number three. He got Santa's Butt Winter Porter, which because they're all seasonal. Andy chose number two, and he gets the Lump of Coal Dark Holiday Stout, much more than you deserve for Christmas this year, it says.
From Belcherton, Massachusetts.
And then for Josh, appropriately, the Special Reserve Ale, Very Bad Elf.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
quite
it.
Quite lovely. English. And we mentioned somewhere in there, unfortunately not joined today by Sam Farmer, who is on assignment, literally. And so Aaron got his beer.
Yeah.
Because he's a special visitor.
Have we already given away cards at that point?
Yes.
Yeah, we gave cards too.
All right,
son of a bitch.
So that's all you guys missed.
Are we caught up?
Yes.
I guess so.
I guess now it's fresh again.
Now it's time to end it.
Win.
Hey, this beer is great.
Yeah.
This is. Have you tried it?
Yes.
This is dynamite. This Lanikai, Lanikai.
You guys want to drop a Hall's Moku Mentholyptus in there and try it? It's pretty good.
Just give it a little minty holiday
flair.
You know
what you're missing.
It's an IPA, right?
I still have a John Daly Grip It and Rip It over here. If you guys
are still open from that episode. Oh,
I've been using it to clean contacts in my mixer.
Using it to seal the driveway.
It's taken me 2 weeks to get that taste out of my mouth, for crying out loud.
Hey, speaking of...
I saw him real quick while we're on John Daly. I saw him on TV yesterday morning. There's for a promo for there's like a father son tournament on the golf channel this weekend, and they were both wearing Taekwon Rex pants, the American flag Zubas from Taekwon Rex from Napoleon Dynamite, the karate guy, his father and son, they were both on the golf course golfing with these American flag Zubas pants. And it was first thing in the morning, and I just busted out laughing hysterically. I'm like, it couldn't be more perfect for us to see John Daly in American flag pants.
That's nice. Right. You mentioned sealing the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little announcement to make.
Oh, you're building a new driveway or something.
The shed is 99.2% finished. There's just a couple of things. Would you guys
But 100% awesome.
100% quality.
Yeah. Shall we?
Is this the declaration?
Is
the war over?
The declaration. Yes. Mission accomplished. Is up on the. Is up on the.
The flag is waving.
Put on your flight jacket,
gentlemen.
Shall we?
Let's head out the door, and I would like to christen the shed. Hope, please.
Maybe appropriately, we should just record half and let everybody guess.
All right, here we go. We're walking out for the big shed reveal. Josh is here. Yeah. Larry is here. And Aaron is documenting this with video. Really.
I know. I haven't felt this kind of joyous anticipation since I was waiting to get my Rock'em Sock'em robots, which I never got. So I expect the same sort of disappointment.
All right. Move that bus.
We're just going to walk around the corner.
Oh. That is pretty sweet.
That is a badass shed.
I have a little bit of touch-up to do, you see, with some gray paint.
I'm telling you, Andy,
I do see that.
I don't think you built the shed. I think you built a tiny house. Yeah. I don't think this is you. This is an overly ambitious shed.
It really is.
It's almost like a really tiny barn.
Yeah. I mean, you put a couple of bunk beds in there, and you never have to see the kids again.
It's like a horse closet.
Oh, the resurfaced...
it's like a horse closet.
Horse closet.
All right.
What is
it? What a horse just happened to stand
I wish
right
I had
there.
The bell to ring right now.
We're going in, folks.
Oh.
But don't step on that floor.
Oh. No. Well, now you tell me.
Is the interior done?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I have to paint inside the... I'm going to paint that white and put in a couple of shelves, but... I'm calling an end to major construction operations.
I feel like you need to put the tree out here, guys just put all the gifts and everything out here this year. Have them come out here and celebrate. Wow. It's the shed's first Christmas too.
It is. Well, that's right. I didn't think about that.
It's narrow but very tall.
That's what she said. That's
horse shed.
Wow.
Shed well built.
Yeah.
All right, we are back.
Yeah. We are back.
And if there is if there is a real Santa, then we will have not recorded that part as well. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome.
Pause for a beer sip.
Pretty sweet, man. Hey, you know what? All kidding aside, nice job.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Yeah. It's a nice little
I like
construction
glass,
job there.
It's a nice little glass.
It's a shed. Oh, thanks. This is some a little Waterford Crystal.
Been a while since I drank beer out of glass.
I was shot beer out my nose.
You Chanley sure are fancy.
Yeah.
I told you about when my sister lived. Yeah, I did. When she lived in West Virginia, she moved there in the mid-80s to be an engineer for Union Carbide. Mm-hmm. And she goes to this small town, Dunbar. By Charleston and are reasonably close, and she wants to get to know the area. Right, it's incredibly mountainous, and you know you're in Appalachia at that point, and so she decides to drive around and she sees there's a yard sale going on, and she follows the sign to this yard sale.
Last place I'd ever want.
She goes up to this yard sale, and it is straight out of Deliverance. A couple of kids wearing overalls with nothing underneath and bare feet and whatever. And, Mountain Dew teeth.
I was just going to say, do you know there's an actual thing called Mountain Dew teeth?
Yeah. And and she sees this rhinestone bracelet, you know, that's, you know, kind of kitschy, but, you know, cool. And say, hey, I got that at a, you know, garage sale in West Virginia.
Right.
And she says, there's no tag on it. How much for the rhinestone bracelet? And the boy says, well, that's going to have to be $1. His daddy said diamonds and all's high this year.
Just yeah, about nice. The time you think those things are stereotypes, then you actually meet somebody like that.
Well, you know, stereotypes and generalizations, they're...
There's a reason they exist.
It's improper.
Yeah.
But there's a small seed.
If you don't use them, you've got to meet all 7 billion people individually. Right. Yeah. And that's not practicable either, is it?
Yep.
What else do we have? Yes, I think we started to mention that this is my the last one before the end of the year. Surgery happens on Wednesday.
Yeah, did we miss also the Memorial Andy Chanley episode joke and all that stuff?
All that laughy stuff.
Cut out all the sad
part. I think that shit's why the computer stopped working.
We got sad.
Yeah.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Done.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah. Well, I told you about that when they called from the office and said, hey, you know, we have an opening. Would you like to move it up a couple of weeks? I'm like, no. Somebody's going to leave some fucking scissors in there or something. It's Mercury in retrograde. No way, man. I don't believe in a lot of that stuff.
I don't either.
But
it's weird when that stuff happens.
I can't explain why all that shit happens, and I'm not going to be a test case they're 3 inches inside my body.
It's one of those things
body.
Like saying, I don't believe in ghosts, but then again, I don't want to be walking through a mausoleum at midnight on Halloween either.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I'm not going to tempt fate. But yeah, so apparently I go in the morning. They make it. My sister just got one done.
What?
She got like total hip replacement, right? Like last week. And 2 weeks apart, we're going to be doing this. She's the oldest sibling. I'm the youngest. Go figure that out. But I'm going in. Not a total hip replacement. They're just resurfacing it. Again, they don't cut a lot of bone out. They just
what, hers or yours?
Hers was total. Okay. Mine is
yours is just the trim.
Resurfacing, I'm just getting a little off the edges.
Yeah.
They're going to route out,
put a new trailer hitch on.
They're going to go in there with a melon baller and get out all the cartilage and stuff.
File.
And, and put a, Dremel a little cap in there. And then they're going to put shave down the tip of my ball. Jeez. And put a cap on that and put them together. And I'm going to be metal on metal. Instead of bone, bone on bone to metal on metal.
You're going to be like 8% Terminator.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I was just so we go to see Fleetwood Mac the other night. And I have to get your impression.
I'm going tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they did Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, something like that.
Where at?
Forum.
The Forum. Oh, okay. I thought you were going the other night. No. Anyway.
Is it the whole band?
It is.
Well, it's Lindsey Buckingham's not in it.
Lindsey Buckingham didn't want any part of it.
Neil Finn and Mike Campbell are all part of the lineup.
Yeah, Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers was dynamite. Neil Finn was great. Anyway, so we're going up there and getting ready to go through the metal detector, and I turned to Laura. I'm like, it's just a short time before I set off all these, isn't it?
Yeah,
flying
what do you
is
going
to just change.
Yeah.
What do you like? Give them notice ahead of time, or is there something you can?
Can you go? Are you going to get pre-screened?
Yeah,
maybe do that.
How often do you travel? I mean, do you travel at all?
I have no money to travel. Are you kidding me? You see those two small human beings in the house?
I don't
get to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so anyway, it all happens then. The hope is that I they make you walk that afternoon. Now, they're telling me that they think I'm getting more of the I finally got cleared for it by the pre-op doctor, and he said, so, hope to go home, but come prepared to stay overnight. And I'm hearing from other people. Some people say, oh, yeah, just stay a couple of days and whatever. But this isn't the full-on replacement. I'm hoping that I go in the morning and in the afternoon they make you walk. And then they say, okay, you're doing fine. You're doing well enough. Take these crutches. Go home. And here's some narcotics. And
that's going to be the greatest Christmas ever. You double up for Santa?
Well, that's definitely when we do the next episode.
Exactly.
Is when he's on, just spaced out on Vicodin.
Exactly. Oh, just come in.
Remember when
around his hospital bed, we'll put up the little headphones on him.
Coming out of sedation after
drool hanging off your lip.
He'll say anything. Oh,
that was great. That was candy.
Well, the good news is, though, that then you'll be, maybe, hopefully you'll be done with the pain.
Yeah, the pain's gone,
something you won't have to live
and I can move on. I was telling Laura the other day, hey, you want to hear something funny?
What?
My left hip is starting to hurt a little.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude.
But
you're falling apart.
We're gonna get that whacked out, and yeah, exactly. It's
like,
you know,
it's like WD-40.
The whole the Andy Dufresne, get busy living or get busy dying.
Yeah, right, you know, right. I
got to get busy living. And so yeah, get this done, get on the road to recovery. And the great thing is we're going to try to take a trip less than exactly 2 weeks after.
Oh, where to? Oh, Walmart?
Huh?
Where are you going?
No, out of town. We're going to try to get to Big Sur. But
you're going to be driving by
skiing.
I won't be able to drive, right?
You're going
to
be scooting by the Morgan?
I'm going to, yeah.
You're going to be coming on up that direction?
God, I hope so.
Okay. Are you going to get one of those?
You're invited.
You're going to have a little,
are you gonna get one of those little
sherry
we'll
for
have
us?
A little reception.
A little hot toddy?
Get
yeah.
One, are you going to get one of those little carts?
Like a rascal? Like a rascal?
Oh my God. I can get one now.
Yes. Must get a rascal. Yes.
I've got to go. Now, do they have those at Costco?
Like
I don't know. I'm going after this. I'll look.
If we were putting money on it, I would say they got it at Costco. I mean, they probably have them lined up there.
Oh, that sounds great. Hey, by the way, I saw, you want a little,
I'll take a little
last splash of
Is this a high alcohol content?
Yeah, 8% alcohol.
Oh, I was going to say, because this is hitting me hard.
Yeah, this is burning blood brain cells off the top of my head.
Clearly, because you're having trouble.
Don't stop recording again.
Hey, hold on. I need a little Chex Mix.
Yeah, I think we need something to absorb the alcohol.
I cut this with a little Chex Mix.
Hey, guess what we're doing tomorrow?
Could I get a handful? And have some Chex Mix? Do you guys have a name for this? Did you say it?
No, it's just Chex Mix. That's what we call it.
But it's not. You need to give it like a family name.
Hey, you know what, listeners? I want you to shoot us in with your ideas of milks. I got 2 pounds with them. Right.
Oh, God, this is so good.
Shoot us some ideas.
This is the best Chex Mix I've ever had.
Guess what we're doing tomorrow, Andy? We got tickets to go see Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
No!
And the Fraggle Rock Christmas at the AMC Burbank Theater.
You son of a bitch.
Somebody, on the big screen.
One of our listeners posted a link to buy the tickets on our Facebook, and my wife was like, should I get them? And I'm like, absolutely. So she wrote back. She said, thanks. I just bought them. We're going tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
That's amazing.
I'm super stoked.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you this? I did tell you. I told Larry this, but I didn't tell you.
What?
I guess you might have heard it in the episode that we did.
No, I didn't listen.
That's a good one. We get into it.
You didn't post yet.
Andy and I have a fist
this morning,
fight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's bad.
Okay. I'll listen on the way home.
I came out of the hardware store the other day.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm walking out, a guy stops me and says, hey, how's the shed coming?
Everybody's talking about
did
it.
Did you just literally be like, everything I've lived for is justified now? That was one of the greatest points of my life right there.
Can you hit the mouse just so we can keep an eye on? Can you touch the mouse over there or something?
Yeah,
we're still recording. Sorry, a little behind the scenes.
Thank you.
I maintain that that's just adult white male response walking out of a hardware store.
It's just
involuntary.
Exactly.
How's your shed coming?
Yeah.
So
he doesn't even know who he is.
He thinks it's the podcast, and I just think that's just an involuntary
reaction.
Exactly.
It's like Gru Scott in Germany, yeah. How's the shed coming? Out there. Raise a barn. English.
Almost done. Yeah, that's the only response there ever is. Almost done. We're gonna do this episode a year from now. It'll be like, I am 99.8%.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's a good beer. That's
excellent.
You know, a lot of times you get there's a kick to it. You can tell there's a good deal of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times those kinds of beers are
shitty.
Well, just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know, like it overpowers
it feels like they took beer and put like a shot of vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
When you got an
8-point anything at that point, it can be a little like alcohol forward or something.
Like need a snifter.
That's why I had to ask, because this felt very light.
Alcohol forward, by the way, is my next campaign slogan.
You got my vote.
Josh Flager, wow. 2020.
I want to let everybody know, none of us had a full portion of beer. We barely had a quarter of a glass.
We are
loopy right now.
How many ounces is this? Is this 12 ounces? 16 ounces?
Yeah.
1 pint, 6 ounces. So that's 16, 22 ounces. So we each had roughly 5.5 ounces of this.
Yeah. Well,
good.
Hey, and a cough drop.
I'm having a medical procedure done. First time I've ever had this done, and it's not really that big a deal. But I'm having an allergy scratch test on Monday.
Oh, those are the worst.
Monday?
Josh is over here like, Andy's eyes lit up like, I want to be there.
I had one when I was a kid, and the doctor told my mother never to bring me back.
Well, because you were a little asshole.
I was a spaz.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be quite that
all
bad.
All I remember is that you lay down on your stomach, right? Uh-huh. And then
I think it's on your back now.
Well, they did the test on my back.
Oh, you laid
in your stomach. And it felt like they were taking like a pencil that had like spiky, like a doorknob drill bit. Did you ever see those things? It looks like a saw. Yeah, and then you just twist it into your back and you just do it all over the place.
Okay,
I guess it's not that bad.
You're scaring me.
It won't be that bad since you're an adult, but as a kid, I was just like, and the doctor was like,
well, I might be like that.
I'd like to imagine that you are. You said this Monday?
On Monday, yeah.
On Monday, you're going to. Now, why is this?
Because for the last couple of years, I have suddenly been, and you know, being on the air, we're probably a little more conscious of things like, you know, breathing, you know, and nasal and sinus stuff. And I have noticed over the last couple of years in particular that I have just kind of gotten used to the fact that I'm not breathing out of my left nostril as clearly as I normally do.
Have you tried a neti pot?
That's the thing. I used to do neti pots all the time when I would get kind of sinus stuff. Uh-huh. The last time I tried a neti pot, it didn't go all the way through. Something was blocking.
I had a cold for like the last week, and I just started doing that again.
Yeah.
And because I forgot about it. And the first one I did, it looked like there were sea creatures coming out. It was awesome. I was just like, get out. It was insane.
Well, see, that's what I thought. Because I think I've had sinus issues in the past, and I have had really bizarre things come out of there. Uh-huh. But I noticed that I was just gotten used to the fact that I don't breathe out of my left nostril that much anymore. And also at night when I flip a lot, so I can kind of feel that fluid moving from one side to the other.
Yeah.
So I asked my general practitioner about this a while ago, and she said, it looks fine. And then I asked again a year later at my physical, and she said, you might want to go see an ENT. Well, then I had this whole vertigo thing, this BPPV deal.
Right.
And if you read up on it, they really don't know what causes it most of the time, but they say it could be triggered by severe colds or allergy or sinus issues.
Because it throws just like the balance or something
off. Exactly. And that's exactly, I had one of the worst colds I had ever had. I haven't had that bad a cold in forever. The first time I had that first bout of it, because I was just coming off the tail end of that cold. So I went to an ENT, and he said, you got a swollen, and he gave me the name of a part of your sinus, mechanism in there, and I can't remember it for the life of me. It's like, you have a slight deviated septum, but maybe not so much that we need to do anything about it, but there is some swelling in this particular part. And before we go in there and laser that out, which kind of sounded cool to me, actually. I wasn't scared of that. Why don't we see if you're allergic to something as an adult that maybe we can modify whatever your behavior is, or we can desensitize you or whatever.
Right.
So before they start kind of poking around with lasers up in my face, they're going to do a scratch test and see if there's something that I'm eating or something in the air or tree stuff or pollen or whatever that I'm always allergic to.
It makes sense, I guess, that those things could be, like the vertigo could somehow be it's like your sense of taste is tied into your sense of smell.
Yeah.
That kind of thing where it's...
I believe it is, because I haven't grown up with sinus issues or allergies, but the last couple of years in particular, I've had this crap going on.
I was just gonna say, you know how hard it is for me to listen to you talk about this and try to have a concerned look on his face when he's got a blinky. He's got this red and green blinky hat on, and I'm trying to look concerned, and I'm just sitting there with a smile like,
I'm going to the doctor on Monday. Happy holidays, everybody.
I want to feel bad for you, but you look so damn happy.
Here, let me turn off the
light.
There you go. How
about that? There you go.
That's so sad.
Actually, in my periphery, they're starting to make me crazy because I can kind of see them.
There's a couple times just looking right by, telling the story, and I'm just like, this, I should probably not be smiling right now. But I can't help it. I'm just all blinky, 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 blinky.
I'm not concerned about it. It's not a big deal, but I've never had that scratch test before. Yeah. So I'm weirdly excited about
it. Maybe it'll bring you, you'll find out you're allergic to pokeweed.
To what?
Pokeweed. Something.
Pokeweed. Jeez.
I'm just going to hit the bell every 5 minutes.
You know what story I ran across the other day? This is apropos of very little, but Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder riding in a car, and it was like, I think, just after Intervisions.
He wasn't driving.
And you proud of that? You know, on that one? You want to make a stand on that? Die on that hill? And
see, because Stevie Wonder's blind.
They run into a truck that's in front of them with...
maybe he was driving. He was
driving. Timbers, right? And one of them hits him in the forehead.
What?
Yeah. And he goes into a coma for days.
What?
I've never heard of this story.
Stevie Wonder's in a coma for days and days, right? And when he comes out, he has temporarily lost his sense of smell.
Oh.
Now think about that. Without smell, you also don't have taste. So Stevie Wonder was down to two senses, touch and hearing.
Yeah.
At one point, he was down to two. And that is incredible.
That's insane.
Isn't that amazing?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Turn the lights back on, Larry.
There you go. Yeah, this show went downhill as soon as he turned those things off.
We have stuff to go over.
I was gonna say, do we want to do a face bag?
We should do some face bag.
Let's open the Christmas face bag.
Should we do the audio portion of it?
Sure.
There are a couple of messages that came into our phone number, which I got to say again is 626-657-6428.
Have we received one call yet?
Oh, a muck PM hat. Oh, a muck, A-M-O-K, P-M hat, 626-657-6428.
You repeat the harder ones to dial.
We did get a couple of these. Let's have a listen. This is from, I'll let him say where he's from. Let me see if I can bring this one up for you to hear. No, wait. Why is that not running through my... my thingy thing.
It's quality
hold,
it's professional operation here at the Chanley's house.
Can't get it to work. Why is that like that? I want it to go through the iPhone. I want it in the headphones.
Right? Larry, you got any Christmas traditions you guys are doing this year that you do every year?
It's old people food.
Here we go.
It's cake the way.
Listen to the podcast.
Thanks for the good show.
Today.
Here we go. Sorry.
This is Chris from Indiana. I've just decided pie is old people food. It's cake all the way.
Oh. Yes.
Thanks for the good show.
Which is one of the things I wanted to bring up. The poll was closed, Aaron. You can back me up on this.
Wait, no.
The poll was closed at 50.
By who?
50, it automatically closes. Yeah. It only runs for so long. That was voted at by all of our listeners. Not all of our listeners. Probably 10. But anyway, it was closed at 50-50 pie versus cake.
Well, why are you feeling so like?
Because I'm justified. Because you guys made me feel like I was the only man on the island, on the cake island.
That just means 50% of the people who listen to this podcast are dum-dums.
Wow. Anyway, thank you, Chris.
Yes,
from Indiana.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
Chris listening in Indiana.
Except Chris, you're wrong.
He is.
He's my holiday.
He's not correct. But...
Old people food.
Hold on. There's more to be said.
I think we kicked the hornet's nest on this pie.
There's more to be said about pie and cake. Here we go.
We got to dip into these controversial topics more often.
This is Dave. Let's have a listen.
Hello, Yaffers. This is Dave calling. I just wanted to say I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, and to vote for pie.
Yes.
Pie should be served for birthdays, and my favorite is blackberry pie. I'll never get it for my birthday because my wife always goes with cake.
Yeah.
So I have to wait till Thanksgiving to get the blackberry pie. But anyway, my vote is for pie. Also, I've got a worst Christmas song story, but I'm going to leave it on the Facebook page because it's a little bit long and I wanted you guys to read it. It might have a little bit of a tie-in to you, Andy, or to you, Larry, because you're both DJs, and especially to Larry because he works at K-Earth 101. All right, guys, love your podcast. Just turned another friend of mine on to you guys.
Nice.
He just subscribed today, so let's keep the ball rolling. All right, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Thank you for that,
Hopefully
Dave.
Hopefully your friend likes cake.
You know what's great is the transcription of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on your iPhone?
It's not very accurate on Google Phone. It says, it might have a little bit of tie-in to you and Eeyore. To you, Larry, because you're both DJs, and especially to Larry because he works at K-Earth 101. First time I read it, I thought he was comparing Larry to Eeyore, which was
like, oh, gee, I guess nobody loves me.
I got one more here. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, one last one. Where's the 503 area code?
Oh.
All right, anyway, here it goes. This came in this morning.
The worst Christmas song I've heard is Daddy's Home. You guys played it on Mark in the Morning, and it is awful.
Oh.
It's awful.
Oh, that's
I remember it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your podcast. Bye.
That's not the Dolly
Thanks very
Parton
much.
One.
And then don't forget to say your name when you call in, by the way, so we can give you props. Oh, God, yeah, that one. Remember? We can't play it, obviously, because it's copyrighted.
Did he die?
It's like a woman's home with the kids, and it's very early 70s country pops kind of song. And she's like, it's Christmas and everything's wonderful here with the kids. And then they hear on the radio, I'm breaking in to tell you there's a horrible accident on the 5. Someone's not alive and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're having this.
And it goes back into
Christmas.
Sturm
and Drang going back and forth, and it's like, I'm sure everything's all right, children. Let's pray to God. And all like, and then it's even worse than we thought. Some people haven't died, haven't lived, and then they're starting to cry, and then the door opens and Daddy comes home. That's okay, I'm here, everybody. Oh, thank goodness, that's great. What a happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, some people just fucking died.
There was that, I was just talking to Gene and Mikey about this. There was that Dolly Parton one.
Oh, what was Little Andy.
Is that what, no, it was called, isn't it called Hard Tag or Hard Candy?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called, but everybody calls it Little Andy?
No.
It's the girl that shows up with the little dog?
Yeah.
That's Little Andy.
Okay, well, what's
his name is Little Andy. Ain't you got no ice cream? Ain't you got no candy?
No, she also does Hard Candy Christmas.
Okay, maybe I'm getting confused then, because I Googled it, and then I thought that was the name of it.
No, yeah. Little Andy.
All right, I'm going
to... Which...
We got to put that on
which
the
Which I used to
page.
Refer to something else entirely. but not that little. Not that little. I hope that...
Pretty tiny.
The reason, is all that beer gone?
From I don't know.
From
you
that bottle,
it.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's going
what's
on?
What's this?
Hawaii.
Same one?
Oh.
Look at this.
Aaron brought another one.
Aaron, this is
it the same one or is it different?
Share it's the
different.
Aloha.
Oh.
Hawaii.
Golden
Sabbath. Belgian-style specialty ale brewed with Hawaiian honey.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I once dated a Hawaiian honey. You know what I'm saying? It's actually not true.
It's not true.
I never did. Yeah. Won't have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Batch 1078.
I bet he was cute, though.
What was
Thank
his
you.
Name?
do you say you were born where, Aaron?
Born and raised in Honolulu.
Honolulu. So do you say Hawaii or Hawaii?
You say Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard this.
What?
The story of the couple that they're on... They're on their honeymoon, and they are arguing on the plane. It's Hawaii, and then he says, "No, it's Hawaii." I heard someone say it. She goes, "No, it's Hawaii." And I, okay, when we get there, we'll go down, the gangplank, and they'll put the lay on us. We'll ask the first person that we see how you pronounce it. Okay, we'll settle it that way. So they get there, they go down the steps, they get the lay put on them. Someone kisses their cheek, and they say, "Excuse me, can you settle a bet for us? How do you say the name of your state? Is it Hawaii or Hawaii?" And they say, "It's Hawaii." Thank you so much. They said, "You're welcome."
There's a bad old...
That was not worth it, was it?
There's a bad old Texas...
Let me check if the recording stopped.
Touch hopefully. Your mouse. God, oh, no, it's still going.
All right, well,
there's an old Texas joke about this couple arguing about the town they're driving to, if it's pronounced Natchitoches, like it's spelled, or is it Natchitoches? And they're like, no, it's Natchitoches. That doesn't even sound right at all. It's Natchitoches. Look at how it's spelled. So they stop and they get a burger and they order food and the waitress comes over and they're still arguing about it. So the guy says, look, excuse me, ma'am, could you please explain something to us and settle a bet here? Are you from here? And she says, yes. And he said, great. Can you very slowly tell us the name of where we are right now? And she says, Dairy Queen. Thank you.
Dad jokes. I got accused of doing a dad joke in a meeting the other day.
Oh, was, no.
Somebody said they went to see Elvis Costello, and I said, was it with the attractions or the imposters? They said, it was the imposters. I said, well, if it was the imposters, how do you know it wasn't the attractions?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that counts as a dad joke. That's a different category.
It's a dad joke?
That almost ruined my Christmas.
This is nice.
Hey.
Yes? I need a little more
I got some...
face bag?
Yeah. And there's some good ones, too, all right? So I've been backed up because I missed a podcast. So this one...
Yeah, that probably...
Oh, he's probably going to repeat.
Oh, I forgot about this. All right, okay, I'll read the email, and then there's something with it that I don't know if you guys want me to do or not. Anyway.
I'm having some Milch Chex Mix.
This is probably the most important and greatest email I've ever received.
All right. Oh, wow.
This is from Heather Bradley McCoy. It says, hey, Josh, FYI, my husband Bill... from Tarentum, which is around Pittsburgh, also says Thanksgiving. And we all mock him as incessantly as Andy mocks you. The next time he makes fun of you, you can let Andy know that you're our favorite. So that was
took
a
bad turn there.
And then she included a Pittsburgh Christmas carol that I could sing to you in a Pittsburgh accent if you would like. It's written. It's written in Pittsburghese. Should I just try like?
Absolutely. Think totally. You should. Besides, we're munching on chocolate over here.
All right. So you ready? I'm gonna read this verbatim. I'm just gonna read it. I'll sing it. Yin's better watch out. Yin's better not pot. Yin's better not cry. I'm telling Yin's house come. Santa Claus is coming. Don Tom. He's making a list. He's checking it out. He's going to find out who's nebbying at. Santa Claus is coming downtown. He knows if you're a jagoff. He can see inside your house. He knows if you've been working hard or sitting on your couch. Yin's better watch out. Yin's better not pot. Yin's better not cry. I'm telling Yin's house come. Santa Claus is coming downtown. And it ends with Go Stillers.
Stillers.
I swear to God, it says Go Stillers.
Go Stillers.
Stillers.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
So thank you, Heather.
That's great. Oh, by the way, picking up one last thing from last week's episode, last episode, Larry brought up
the controversial episode,
Lemon Drop Kid.
Yeah.
We watched about 20 minutes of it.
It's not good, huh?
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Lara glazed over after a very short period of time.
May be one of the reasons why I have no idea what it's about is because I don't think it's highly regarded as one of Bob Hope's. But is it a Christmas movie?
We didn't get that far.
Okay. Well, that's a no. Yeah. I think that's a no.
Somebody emailed me by the name of, I don't know, Treasy Joe, a link to the... Eminem's Jug Band Christmas soundtrack. Thank you. Appreciate that.
When there ain't no hole in the washtub.
oh, my God.
When the mountain touches the valley. Cammie Milley writes, okay, here's the deal. You got to figure out a reason to talk about your horrible mother-in-law on the podcast. I have to know more about this woman. Oh, and also, who do I need to hire or sleep with to get this effing shed built and finished so we can be done with the shed talk? Have an awesome day. I love your podcast.
My thoughts exactly.
There's people just offering carnal knowledge to get the shed over with.
Yeah. Well, let me see a picture.
Stop it.
The shed is finished, pretty much. Pretty much. It's going to end the next. I'm going to have it. Look, it was my goal to have the thing done before I went under the knife, right? Yeah. To have it ready to move shit into before this happened, and I am making it by the thread, the tiniest
the skin
thread.
Of your teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Good. And then Angela Peters wrote me with a link to a shower beer holder.
And, nice.
Yeah, and I forwarded that on to my wife for Christmas.
Now, who was it? Was it Cammie that was asking about your mother-in-law?
Yes.
This is your mother-in-law is the one. Anytime somebody says the word monkey, she spits three times.
And she like what you and if you make eye contact with her through a mirror, then it's like the devil has entered her. Like she'll look away and run out of the room. Like it's bad luck to like look into a mirror into like another person's eyes. I mean, you can look at yourself in a mirror, but if you're standing beside me and I look at you in the mirror, it's like I guess you're looking into their soul or something like that. And she'll be like, yeah.
Is she Amish?
Where's that come from?
Don't tell me. I don't know. Craziness.
That's great.
Wow.
Comes from the planet Lunacy.
Do you see her often?
No, thank God. No, we don't. I need if we want to go into these waters, I need to get a waiver from my wife.
Understood.
We all need to sign. We all need to get this thing signed.
Well, we're going to draw that up for you for the first right of now, the year because we can't let that go.
We're just dipping our toe in it. I need to make sure. I need to sit down and be like a checklist of things that we can discuss and things that we can't.
Well, we're gonna draw up the paperwork because we have to hear more about this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Monkey. when I found out about that, I was just like, I kept telling Cindy, I'm like, one of these days, I'm just going to just say it like seven times in a row. One of these days, I'm just going to walk in there and be like, monkey, 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 and just see, watch her head explode.
What is that about?
I don't know.
It'd be great to come over and like be a guest when she's visiting.
Or just be a fly in the wall.
Yeah, no, for me just to come over, you know, as your friend, hey, my friend Andy's going to come over for a little bit. We just hang out and like something happened and, you know, Owen... solves a puzzle or something. And have me say, well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Yeah.
Just throw it out in conversation.
Work it into conversation. Yeah.
So the first
just time, bring a monkey over and see how that goes.
Yeah, you know, awkward. The first time I ever met her was my wife flew me back to Rhode Island. That's where she's from for Christmas. It was actually I spent Christmas out here and did New Year's there, right? So they have one of those houses where you go in through the basement because there's snow and everything like that, and you wipe your shoes off and everything. So I literally can't do anything in my life without making everything awkward immediately. So I walk in, and her mother's from Korea, so she's got a thick accent, and her dad's name's Arthur, and we're down the stairs, and I'm like taking my jacket off and my shoes off. Haven't even seen these people yet. And the mother starts going... She starts going, Ava, Ava. And I thought she was calling to me. And I'm like, hi. I start screaming up the stairs. And I'm going, we're here. We're here. Down in the basement. Excuse me. And Cindy's like, no, shut up. And I'm like, what? She keeps saying my name. And she's like, no, she's saying my dad's name. So that's how I started off our relationship. They think, like, they don't even know me. I'm down in their basement screaming, hey, hi, I'm here.
So wait, you thought Ava?
No, I don't know. That's what I did. I'm like the kid. I just make everything awkward. I can't have a situation where everything is normal and goes smoothly. It's like if I walk into a situation, I'm like, what can I do to make this awkward? I don't know. How about I fart? There you go. Now it's all weird. Every time it happens.
Well,
I just
that
can't.
Explains the last year of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we started off, and then they made me change. I think that night. I installed a light fixture.
Oh, they put you to work.
Nice.
One of the very first things we did was we went to Walmart and bought a light fixture, and then I took it home and put it in, and I don't think they still even talk to me.
Wow.
I just installed a kitchen light fixture, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go sleep in your sister's room. on a teenage
wow. We've got
bed.
A lot to unpack from this.
Yeah.
There's so much going on here. Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? Well, I will beg my wife to call in and get us both talk because she remembers stuff that I don't remember. And I'll bring up and I'll be like, oh my God, I forgot about that.
Make the Freedom of Information Act request.
I need you guys to put the pressure on. She's not going to let, she's just going to be like, I'm not listening to you. I never listen to you. Why should I start listening to you now?
All
right. Well, so you guys need
we'll
to
have
put
our
the
attorneys put together the
try to draft
drop
something
the
up.
Funds.
was there any other face bag that we needed to cover today?
No. Not that I can think of.
Excuse me.
Well, there you go.
You got to grip it and rip it.
Jeez.
It's gonna have,
don't give me any more.
It's going to have a little tiny bit more. What's the alcohol
Well, you got the bottle. Take a look.
Hey, why don't you top my glass off?
Well, this is 8.5.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Aaron, really?
Jeez.
Your hand-eye coordination is a little suspect right now.
Over top of the
don't
board.
Don't you have something you have to do today at 12:30?
I got to get ready. We're going to the Nutcracker.
Ooh. Oh. You excited for that?
I'm going to have Laura drive us.
Is that a different procedure you're having done?
It's the last episode of the year.
Every day of my marriage.
Wow.
It was great the other day. I forget what, you know, how the kids will bring you treasures, right? Things that they want to keep, things they find.
Like dead squirrels and shit.
And she.
No, I think you're thinking of dogs.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
Laura's going through her purse and she's like, she pulls out these, like a golden walnut, you know, that Viv got at school. And she goes, oh, and here are some nuts. I'm like, are mine in there too? Can I have Mac?
Boy, things have turned maudlin after that. You get family issues over here. It's emasculated Andy over here.
Let's
turn these lights off.
You're the ones wearing the blinky hat.
I'm turning them off. Took a dark turn. Aaron, you need some therapy here?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
Since we've, I think we've covered the face bag, I wanted to go back and ask a question that we were asked last week on the podcast and present it to you. It was one that was on the Your Artificial Friends Facebook page. And it was this. I forget who asked this. I want to say Jeremy. Anyway, what tradition from your childhood, Christmas tradition from your childhood, do you still do? And or are there any that have been completely excised from your life? Larry and I both answered that question. Do you have any of those, Josh? And what's your feeling on Baby It's Cold Outside?
Don't overwhelm him.
Forget the Baby It's Cold Outside.
I every year our tradition is, even since I was a kid, is to go out and get one Christmas ornament from that year for each person in the house. And we just, that's just, we try to get one that has that year on it and one that is, that you get to pick out. And I've done that every year of my life. And another one of the traditions is also this Chex Mix. And you know, one of the traditions that I've actually stopped doing because I'm not around a big family anymore, but I wish I was, but I was thinking maybe start doing, just getting some friends together and doing it, is, did you guys, you know what hardtack is, the candy?
Have you ever made it? No, what's hardtack?
It's, how do you describe it?
I thought hardtack was bread.
Well, that's the Civil War cracker. It's called hardtack. Yeah, but it's also, hardtack is, it's like you take, I don't know how you make it. You make, you like, boil sugar.
Yeah, it's basically hard, like
syrup and
like a rock, rock candy.
Exactly. And then you add, like, either the peppermint flavor. And then you roll it into long ropes, and then people take scissors and cut it, and then you have this big batch of all these different flavors of hard candy.
Right.
Well, my family would get together and make, like my aunts and uncles and cousins and everything would get together and make a gigantic batch, and everybody would take that home. And they'd have a hardtack party. And I was thinking about doing that again, just getting people together that you could all take home a big thing. Or did you guys ever make popcorn balls?
No.
We used to do that too. They'd make, like, they have another little, everybody would get the air popper going and make like a garbage bag full of popcorn. And then you'd make that syrupy goo. And then you would make red and green popcorn balls. And then everybody'd come home and take that stuff.
You know, the food traditions are the ones that I think kind of hold on through the years. I realize now, after we talked about that, now that you're talking about like the Chex Mix and stuff, because I mentioned in the part that got completely deleted because of Andy's ineptitude.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm busy eating Chex Mix.
We have a version of that called...
Hold on. Andy's ineptitude.
Yeah. which is also known as Little Andy.
Give me that bell.
We have a similar recipe that we call Texas Trash. Also, my grandmother on my dad's side she's mostly Swedish. She's since passed, but she was big into baking, and so she made all sorts of like amazing cookies, and you know, very kind of Germanic and Scandinavian kind of recipes. And my older sister Melinda actually learned those recipes, got them from her, and
that's
she
awesome.
Continues to make those, like snickerdoodles and some of the other
there's
ones.
A few.
And I get a little tin in the mail all the way from Texas almost every year from Melinda when she has time with those cookies. And that sense memory of biting into some of those and just taking me back to
like,
childhood.
You bite it, and you're like, all of a sudden, I'm standing in front of the fire in my grandma's living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great.
That's
I love opening that box and just getting that first smell of stuff. Who are we calling?
Just a lark. They may not answer.
It's ringing.
Doesn't sound
like calling.
Who do you think? He's not going to pick up.
I like Baby It's Cold Outside.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, let's sing it to him.
No, I know the words.
Really, Moscow?
Hi, this is Sam Farmer. Oh.
No,
time.
Let's leave him a message.
Please leave me a message.
Let's do it.
The mailbox is full.
No! Shut up, bitch! Damn you for being popular, Sam Farmer. Clean out your mailbox.
Yeah,
of course your mailbox is full.
Well, what a bummer of a way to wrap up an episode.
Yeah. So sad.
That's the way we're wrapping up 2018.
Yeah. Just a
Sam
big, lot of buildup and a big disappointment at the end.
That's what she said. Hey. Happy Chrism.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to
right
you guys.
Back at you.
Merriest of the holidays.
We just, you know what we just did?
What?
We just did an entire year of a podcast.
I was going to bring that up. It was around this time in December where we were really getting going, right?
We actually did the first one in October.
That's right.
So we're like at 14 months, but a complete calendar year of at least one episode a week. Now, we're taking off these next couple weeks. Sorry. I'm going to have my body cut into bits. But... But yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's a big, you know, how many episodes do we do this year?
How many
I have
beers
no
did we
idea.
Drink?
We're at 116.
Yeah. We're at 116.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
We should have kept track of the beers.
it's almost 100 episodes this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I know a lot of them were the almanac at the beginning of the year, but
know, still
a few of them.
No. That's a good average,
and
man.
It's a you know a couple of thousand listeners, you know per one of these.
Yeah. And are we not losing them yet?
Oh no, God, we're definitely losing them. I mean, when the shed talk started, we saw a major dip.
I bet
you
if you see just core, like put the line up where shed talk started and the listenership is, it's just like steadily.
You know what? I think it's been a time spent listening issue. I think people have stuck around. Hanging on every shingle.
There's a huge advantage in podcasts over, say, traditional radio listening.
Uh-huh.
It's that 15 seconds ahead button. You can just keep
yes.
punching
oh,
that
right.
thing
yes.
until you don't hear the word
shed. You
know
shed. What, though? Tell me if you guys, do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself actually listening to the commercials on podcasts?
When there are people who make them really entertaining them into the,
That, and I feel like podcasts don't pummel you with them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like
maybe
there's like two, and then you're like, I can handle this 1 minute of listening.
That's
one
thing. You mean I should have been having an insertion of an ad in these all this time?
I'm telling you, we got to talk to the Circus Liquor and be like, listen, 30 seconds a week, will you give us a six pack.
We could have at least made enough money to have a party.
Well,
kegger.
There's our resolution for 2019 is get some beer to buy some time in this thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Maybe that like we can get a beef jerky company to send us jerky. That'd be awesome.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just think of the shit that I want for free.
And beef jerky was the first thing that came to mind.
I'm like, what do you want for free, Josh? I'm like,
what about a Ferrari dealership? Nope. Beef jerky.
You wouldn't like to come in here once a week and have a fresh pack of different jerky
to
try?
Of course we would. But that's
Let's shoot high. Let's shoot for the stars.
No, we already got Andy. We don't need any more jerky.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
By the way, when I was looking over at your hat and it was on going all the time, I was thinking of Christmas Vacation. Clark, is your house on fire? It just out of the corner of my eye, it looked like flame dancing off your head.
It's like,
so,
it's like
it's
a
so wonderful
airport runway.
Oh no, it actually shorted out a while ago. My head is on fire right now.
This head is on fire.
Okay, we're devolving into. I don't know what's happening here.
Hey, to everyone listening, you guys keep listening to that. We it's our greatest mystery as to why.
Why?
I ran into
Kat Corbett like a couple of months ago, and, uh-huh. and you know we talked about this. She asked, "Oh, you do a podcast together? What's it about?" And I'm like, "Oh, they're supposed to be about something." this has
beer?
No point.
You know what it's about?
What is it about?
Life.
It's about fringe.
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. At its core.
And sheds.
Sheds. A lot of sheds.
The whole idea is that, you know, and Sam's the one that coined the phrase, that you can tune in and you don't have to have context because we don't create any. And
especially when whole sections of it drop out because of technical malfunctions.
and you can just join in with a group of friends that are sitting at the corner of the bar and see, you know, what they're talking about, what cockamamie scheme they're talking about that day. And so it's gratifying that people do tune in and share this with us.
Yep.
So, and I wish everybody a happy new year. This year really kind of sucked a dick for me. And not that there's anything wrong with that. But it wasn't.
I guess it depends on which side of that equation you're on. But
what? You suck one dick, you're gay for life? How's that fair?
Hey, as long as you don't make eye contact.
I'm not Willie Nelson.
Hey, Josh, I'd really like to talk after the episode.
There's a shed out back.
You want to christen it?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Boy, did we just ruin 2018 in a matter of 30 seconds?
I think the point is Andy's trying to make, we're happy you're out there, and we don't know why. We really don't.
Larry, how can people get a hold of you?
Please don't.
Easy.
Well, it depends.
Use nitrile gloves.
It depends on whether you want to make eye contact or not. But right now, I'm most active on the Instagram, the Larry Morgan.
And you can email me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com.
I wonder how much email goes awry because they try to. Do FLIGGER. F is FLEEGER.
Joshua J. Flieger. There we go. And why don't you give out the phone number again one more time?
Okay, it's 626-657-6428. And you can reach me on Instagram at Andy Chanley, on Twitter, Andy_Chanley, and Facebook, DJ Andy Chanley. I like to make it difficult.
Yeah.
Real quick,
yeah.
I want to say Sam Farmer, we miss you, buddy.
Sam! Yeah. Happy Christmas,
he's
Sam.
Been all over the place. He's been,
he has.
Been at some great football games and last podcast of the year, and we miss you.
I feel certain we'll snag him in
2019. And let's also
give
not
a
forget
hand to
Aaron. Aaron again, too.
Thank you. Thank you for
everything. Thank you for the beers today. Thank you for all of the support on the YAF page. Means a lot to us. Okay.
Now we got that out of the way.
He's overcome.
Yeah.
People that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast with your artificial friends.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Daddy! Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings! Oh,
that's right, Zuzu.
God, I'm leaving.